What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. nominated in the same category as Michelle Obama for the NAACP Image Awards. Yes. I got plenty of shirts. I meant to get another shirt made.
Oh, you ain't weird.
Do this podcast every week with my home. What do I use? That intro messed me up. Homeboy. Goose. And the other host of Let Us Tell It is this man to my right. Goose, gone. Let him know who you are.
Goose, man. How do you do
it? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. My name is Mark Tank. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. And the other host is.
Yeah, Goose, man. How y'all doing? All right.
Already. Mm-hmm. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week. And, yeah, we talk about all the good things, all the bad things, everything involving everybody. And it's coming from two black men. That's why it's called Let Us Tell It.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the things be about us. So it's like, Let Us Tell It.
Get it off our chest. You did.
And anyway, we usually kick this off with getting something off our chest. Goose, you got anything you want to get off your chest?
I do. I'm getting tired of these Good Samaritans.
Good Samaritans.
Yes. You people that buy... You people that buy furniture from somebody and find millions of dollars in the furniture and you return it back to the person that you bought it from.
And they probably stole it.
Stop being ignorant, man. Stop being so nice. That is crazy. This lady, this older lady in Mississippi, she found $36,000 inside a couch that the guy gave away. The guy was like, I don't need this furniture anymore. Just take it. So she took it home. Finds $36,000.
She's probably reupholstering it or something.
No, she just said she sat on it and felt a lump. Yeah.
Yeah, sound right, but.
Returned the money back to this man. It was all in these envelopes. And the house, I mean, he said the furniture's been there 30 plus years or something. So it's probably his grandmama's. And she was probably putting all, because he was in those banking envelopes.
Oh, yeah.
And she was probably just stashing away in the couch. This man, out of the $36,000.
I'd have gave him 15. Maybe. If my guilty conscience was actually on me.
Hell no.
You'd have got 15.
There's no guilty conscience at all. You gave me this and I found it. Better yet, if I bought it, I definitely.
Oh, yeah, if I bought it, giving it away. Yeah, if I knew it was like, all right, this is his family, nah, I wouldn't give him shit. I'm sorry. You right, Goose.
I'm not giving away. And this lady's like, not well off at all.
Obviously, the Lord wanted me to have this money.
What? He gives her $2,000 for a finder's fee.
Oh, hell no.
Now, look, $36,000. $6,000, let me get 30, I'm going to give you 6.
Yeah.
He gave this lady $2,000.
Yeah.
For returning $36,000.
Now I got to go rob you.
Man. And these people, you find people that find money on the street in bank bags coming up to hundreds and thousands of dollars and go to the police station like, "Hey, found this money," and get pennies on the dollar back for it. I don't understand the, stop blocking your blessings. That's a blessing. Let me find a sack full of money outside in this parking lot right now.
Yeah.
Underneath your car.
You wouldn't say nothing to me,
Goose? Nigga, I'ma hold that shit. Like, hey, if he mentioned it, I give him a year. But this shit about to be right here.
Year and a half later, yeah. I'd be like, man, I ain't never told you this, man. I lost. Man, I was supposed to be taking this. I lost $50,000, man. I don't know what happened to it, man. In cash. I was supposed to take it to the bank. It was in my truck. I don't know what happened. Goose be like, man, here's $2,000. I don't know. I'm sorry to hear that, but here's $2,000.
I wouldn't be saying nothing. You would be like, how much that car you cost? Yeah, outside? Nah, about 48 grand.
Yeah. Nah, Goose been like, man, how long ago was that? Over a year ago? I don't know what happened to that money.
Okay, that example is kind of bad.
Nah, but.
If I find legitimate money that I can't literally say, man, I saw this fall out of his pocket. Or another example. This is what happened. Mm-hmm. A contractor, I forgot how much money it was. I think it was, I want to say 100 or 200,000 or almost $1 million though. I need to look it back up. A contractor goes to a woman's house to renovate her bathroom. He knocks down the walls. As he's starting knocking down the walls, money falls out of the wall. He's upstairs in the attic renovating this little attic space. She has no clue about anything. You know she doesn't know nothing about this money. For one, because she's allowing him to knock down the wall. She would have been saying, hey, I got money behind the wall. So good Samaritan, being a nice fella, he's like, hey, look what I found. Right?
Yeah.
And he's a friend of the family. Look what I found. Right? She then says, it's all of mine. This doesn't belong to you. Takes him to court. Right. Well, he takes her to court because she wasn't trying to give him for a finder's fee. Uh-huh. Come to find out the owners of the house, children heard about the money because it was a lot of money. Yeah. So they had to split this money up 25 different ways. The homeowner got nothing. And out of like,
how does the homeowner not get nothing?
Because the money didn't was never hers. It was the previous owner's. Oh. Money.
But I bought the house and everything in the house.
She got nothing.
Oh, I'm lawyering up.
I think it was $800,000. Man, it was a lot of money. Close but anyway, the finder's fee was another $2,000 or $2,200. I guess that's what the finder's fee is.
Yeah. Is it a percentage or something?
I don't know. But anyway, my point is, you find some like that, you find some money somewhere, man, put it in a bag, hold it. I would hold it for a long time. To see if anybody come looking. Just
in somebody else. You find some money in somebody else's house.
And I'm doing some work. And I'm. Shit.
So I know not to let Goose do shit in my house.
Oh, yeah. You would never miss it. You never knew it was there.
You can't trust this fool right here.
You can't trust. He found it and then told the lady. And she didn't. She wasn't even trying to give him a finder's fee.
That's dirt. But, yeah. Friend and of the family, reason, you would think.
And the reason behind. The reason they even. Knew about the other family members knew about it was because she didn't give him any money because she being greedy didn't give him any money. So he then took it to the courts. So then that's how the media found out about it.
The court got to divvy everything out.
But that's how the media found out about it. And then that's how the other siblings and relatives found out about it. Now, if he would have just shut his mouth. He would have had all that money, and he would have been able to bless her. Just be like, "Hey, I found $20,000 in the wall. Here you go."
Goose gonna be one of them people that where they set up. They purposely set $10,000 down. He'd be like, "Now, if he returns this to us, we give him $10 million."
I would lose. $10,000 is another thing.
Yeah,
but if I find hundreds and thousands of dollars?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
The low five figures, I'm going to be honest with. Yeah. Above that, I'm keeping that.
Yeah.
Like, I was at the ATM one time, and dude was in front of me. You know, he doing his transaction. He walked away. I don't know how much money it was, but it was a nice stack of money. He left. After, you know, it dispenses your card.
Yeah.
He took his card out, put his card in his wallet, and walked off. Then his money pops out. And I was like,
man,
hundreds. It was a stack. I was like, excuse me, sir. He was like, yeah, man, help you. I said, you forgot your money. Oh my God, thank you.
Oh, so, man.
I ain't no telling what that money was for. I don't know. But
you on camera on that point, too. And that will bother my conscience for real because, like you said, you don't know what the money's for.
Yeah.
But if I find something in the wall.
Yeah, you find small face hunted, you know. Ain't nobody looking for that money.
I find something in the wall, it's mine. Until you find
it. Yeah, hey. Like who somebody said it, if it ain't got no ID, that's my ID.
But now, if I would have just walked up
to the ATM and that money. Who was you sticking gonna return out.
It to? Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That I'm like, who finds it? I ain't gotta use my card today.
These good Samaritan people will find it and be like, go into the bank.
Yeah.
Hey, I found this outside.
Yeah, and bank teller's gonna be like, oh, we'll check the cameras and let you know who left it.
Yeah.
They put that right in their
pocket.
Y'all
stop blocking your blessings, man. It ain't stealing, and it ain't being dishonest. Because you ain't saying nothing. You ain't lying to nobody. That man broke down that wall.
He was lost and found.
Yes. He broke down that wall, and nobody asked him about that money. He told somebody about it. If he would have just grabbed it and went on, he's not lying. Now that lady was like, hey, you ain't find no money behind that wall, did
he
you?
He knew how she was. His friend of the family. He should have took half and been like, hey, I found this money.
She would have been
yeah, that's my money. Well, it was $100,000. I don't know what happened to the rent. You better go ask the plumber.
I would have walked outside, been having trash bags full of money. She was like, oh, you finished already? Like, nah, this is just the sheetrock.
Part of the project.
Yeah, she go up there, ain't nothing but a little old hole in the wall. All that for the little hole. Y'all start giving away your blessings, man. But if you find my money, get returned money to me.
You got a year.
Hey, I'm saying all that, but I'm glad we was on the airplane. And I don't know if the guy next to me was trying to steal my Apple Watch, but my Apple Watch wasn't on my wrist when I woke up and left off the plane. And Mel asked me something, and I was like, man, where my watch at? So I told the flight attendant, I told the people at the front, because we walked off of the plane, and they don't let you back on.
Right.
So she went back there, and she was like, is this yours? And I'm like, oh, thank you. Appreciate the honesty.
Somebody have been like, found me a brand new Apple Watch. Lucky wasn't no other goose on the damn plane.
I've been sitting next to myself, and he would have been walked off. There. Hey, return things
return objects, but not money.
Yeah, you return things that you know obviously somebody else's. There we go.
Nah, money's obviously somebody else's.
That's been in the wall for 50 years. You find my Apple Watch 30 years from now, just sitting somewhere.
It's yours. It's
just keep it.
You know what's Apple? It'll be obsolete in the next 3 hours.
Man, show no. We were talking about, I don't know why I mentioned this when we came here, talking about time capsules.
The memory card?
Yeah. Can y'all imagine somebody finding a time capsule of the stuff we use? Cell phones, Apple Watches. The cell phone, they got the calculator, everything you need.
Yeah, it's got everything on it.
You just need to leave a cell phone to the time capsule.
I can't see people, people be collecting, in real old typewriters and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't see nothing from this day and time being collected.
Because everything is
electronic. It don't even work no more. It won't even work. A Nokia phone, you'd be able to find a Nokia.
Yeah. I'll leave my mixtape in there, though. They'll think I was the hottest rapper. They were like, this is what they were listening to back in 2000. Stand there like Nike. Hey. They're going to be hearing me rapping and stuff. They're going to think I'm the Jay-Z
of our generation. He must have been hot back in the day.
Be 200 years from now. Y'all be listening to me. I'm gonna make a time capsule up and bury it. That'd be wild. Anyway, anything off your chest, man?
You know what? Nah. Mm-mm.
All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm. There's this Ventura lady, and she got really high. Her and her boyfriend got high. And she winds up killing this man.
Man, here you go.
Hold on. You got to hit me out. I know I'm always talking about somebody. Unaliving somebody else. Unaliving. But this young lady.
What was she smoking?
I don't know. But whatever she was smoking, the judge felt like it was so strong, it made her not, she wasn't able to control what was happening. The judge gave this lady 10 years probation after unaliving her boyfriend. Stabbed him 108 times. How is this 108 possible? 108 times, and you're high, and this keeps you from going to jail.
That means the judge done smoked some of that too.
He probably
like, hey, I've been there. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go. I'm gonna give you some probation, community service, because that's some strong ish right there. You were smoking this right here.
This right here.
This right here.
Can you imagine though?
That's horrible.
But when the next court case come out and the guy says, "Man, I was high. That's why I killed him." Or I was high. That's why I killed
but
him.
But you wasn't smoking
unalived.
That, you wasn't smoking that OG 66 Q squared.
They gonna figure it out. Whatever else. They probably get, I wonder what she was smoking or what they that's said horrible. She was high on. But right here in Ventura, California, she stabbed that guy 108 times and got 10 years probation.
How is that even possible?
I would be furious. I'm talking about.
I got to go find that lady. You killed my cousin.
You're not about to be walking around here all free willy nilly after stabbing up my brother, my uncle, my daddy.
That's crazy. Because you was high.
Because you was high. And that, think about this. She committed this crime because she was high and she wasn't able to control.
Obviously, it wasn't something legal you were smoking.
Whether it's legal or not. Because.
But she should have got charged on that.
but my thing, my statement is, drunk drivers, they're drunk. Yeah. They're not able to control what they're doing.
At all.
And they are drinking something legal.
Mm-hmm.
What, why do they get sentenced after killing somebody, unaliving somebody?
Nice to be white.
Yep, and she's white.
Mm-hmm. Judge was too, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Can y'all, do y'all look this up, man. This Ventura lady got probation for murder. They call it involuntary manslaughter or whatever, but she killed that dude. And
that's ridiculous.
How she got off, who she's connected to, her name, whoever. I don't see how you just, no time?
None.
None? How do you?
You got people, you drive too fast in California, you get some jail time.
How you come about that? How do you even?
And she done took a man's life.
Why? Not a one stab, I stabbed him here and I came to or.
Right. 108 times. 108, you know how many times that is for anything.
Bye. You miss me with that bullshit. That is that bull.
Go ahead.
Since we talking about women getting arrested or not getting arrested, this woman did get arrested. And then this woman got arrested. She walked into Walmart with her child in the grocery cart in a garbage bag. So she had the garbage bag wrapped around his neck and then the rest of the garbage bag covered his body as like it was like a dress or a coat because he didn't have any clothing. Right. Uh-huh. And it's freezing cold outside. And he has nothing but a diaper on underneath the garbage bag. So the Walmart employee confronted her. Like, hey, this baby ain't got nothing but a diaper on. What are you doing? Meanwhile, the mother reaches inside of a freezer, grabs frozen vegetables, and throws the frozen vegetables on top of the baby, on the baby's legs. And the baby,
this is a small baby.
This dude is probably 5-6 years old.
Mm.
Throws it on his leg. He's already like, he's shivering. Cold. He's shivering. The video show, you see it on Instagram. He's shivering. And then customers come over. They're like, why are you throwing this food on this child? Like, they take the food off. And she starts twerking, like, get the, acting stupid in front of the camera. So they call the police. Police come, lock her up, take the baby to what do you call it?
Foster, or, I don't know.
The people that come get the kids. Anyway, yeah. Foster.
CPS,
see something, yeah. See whatever. They come get the baby until
a Child family Protective member.
Services. Yep. CPS.
Yep. Until a family member is able to come get him. Meanwhile, the worker for Walmart fires her. Fires this lady for speaking up, man.
What?
Yes. So they started a GoFundMe for this girl. She got up to like $39,000.
I bet won't nobody boycott Walmart.
They should boycott the hell. I don't even see how that's against Walmart's policy.
Need a promotion. Employee of the month.
Meanwhile, if you're high, you can unalive somebody and get probation.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How you, I don't even, that's sickening.
Can you imagine that? You
speaking up. They should have stripped her down, wrapped her in a plastic bag, threw her outside before taking her to jail.
But that's that bullshit. Anyway, moving on, y'all. Have y'all seen this guy? Well, there's two guys. There's this black guy that's been creating these water machines that use the hot air, or just air, period, and he runs them across like condensing coils to create water.
He's African, ain't he? Ain't he in Africa or something?
No. This guy here is in the States.
Okay. There was a dude in Africa that did it too.
The guy in
Africa. We talked about it here. On here, I think.
The guy in Africa uses radio frequencies to create energy, a power grid, and his power grid is able to power up to 300 homes. One of his power grids.
Yeah. So no, I saw the dude. Oh, go ahead.
So what I'm trying to get at is what's going to happen to these guys that are creating these life-changing inventions?
Yeah.
And America, are they going to wind up dead somewhere and then somebody else comes to benefit from it and patent it, and now you got another, because it's going to be some white dude starting a General Mills business, just explodes like they did the guy with the Super Soaker.
Yeah.
Then nobody know the black guy was behind Super Soaker until he done sued and tried to get this money.
But no, that happens. Like, so I saw the condenser. It was a dude in Africa doing it too. But basically, it's a condenser unit, just like your air conditioner. And basically, he runs that. It pulls moisture out of the air because of the cold coils.
Yep.
And basically just creates water. So you got places in all these high droughts area. The one I saw, the dude was in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And, in these massive plains where they ain't got no big water sources, like, these can create water. So you can just go turn the spigot on and clean water comes out because you're just pulling water out the air. But I didn't know about the dude that's powering homes and stuff. This is the type of stuff that the U.S. and all these governments, they will kill these people off and take their idea. Like, a lot of people think, as soon as you think of power, you might think of, electricity. You think of Thomas Edison, or you think of Thomas Edison anytime you say, created the light bulb, did this, did that. He didn't. Light bulb was actually designed by a black man. Don't nobody know that. But anyway, you got Thomas Edison, but he ain't the source. Thomas Edison was dealing with DC electricity, direct current, which is like a battery.
Mm-hmm.
Nikola Tesla is the person that founded or created AC, alternate current, which is with your 120 outlet. All the electricity that you use right now, other than all electricity that you use pretty much, is AC, which was invented by Nikola Tesla. The U.S. got a hold of that information, found that, and saw they knew Thomas Edison's idea would not work on a big scale, because you think of how big a car battery is.
Yep.
It only has 12 volts. Your massive car battery only has 12 volts, to where you got that little plug and you got 120 volts that could run an endless amount of time, because it's alternating current. It's not direct current. I'm not going to get into that. It's a whole nother educational field. But that's what they do. They'll take something like this. These dudes will get on a plane somewhere, Now, y'all know, I know y'all be looking at now. Now, usually gank is a goose is a conspiracy. I'm
rubbing off on them.
I didn't say I don't believe in conspiracies. It's just yours just be way too far left. But these men, they'll get on a flight somewhere and go somewhere. The plane will crash. Mm-hmm. Or just mysteriously come up missing.
Yep.
Because this is the type of stuff they do. Back in the day, there was a, this is back in the, I think the 80s. This man created a rimless tire.
What?
The minute you talk about that, it was basically a rimless tire. Basically, the entire tire and wheel was made of rubber. Mm. And the only downfall is it was loud because it was like the spokes of the tire and all that was rubber.
Okay.
So the axle, it mounted directly to the axle. So you got the tire and the spokes and the part that bolts to the axle was all rubber. Mm. And it was just like, there's no, you it doesn't go flat because it's not filled with air. You know what I'm saying? It's just one flat piece. And he was driving it, California, New York, just to show that it worked. Mm. And they basically told him, this is back in the 80s or 90s, like, we can't let you patent this because it'll put too many businesses out of business.
Yeah.
Michelin, Goodyear, all those places will go out of business. We can't let you do this.
It's just like the dude making engines running off water.
Uh-huh.
They ain't about to let that happen.
Right. Nah, big oil? Come on. There's a reason that guns, that we have so many mass shootings in the U.S. and they refuse to outlaw guns because it's too much money involved. Mm. It's too much money in oil. Still, to this day, it's why the gas engine is still the gas engine. It's too much money involved in it. They're not going, even transporting cars. So I know a dude that buys cars from overseas.
Okay.
Or he don't buy them overseas. He's really into cars, but he's looked into shipping cars from overseas to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And he's basically explaining to me how anytime you ship a car outside of the U.S. into the U.S. has to go through customs and border patrol and all of that, has to go through these emissions tests. Mm-hmm. Because the car has to fall in a certain parameter. It can't be too pollutive, and it also can't be too efficient. So you got cars in Ford, Chevy, all these U.S. manufacturers, they got cars, F-150s, getting 50, 60 miles to the gallon overseas.
Give them about 20 here.
Exactly. The because hell? It's not allowed to be too efficient. Mm.
See, man, we
like,
just
this is like,
up.
This is for real. He was telling me this. He was like, yeah, he said all these cars, the guys that really know, they call smart cars dumb cars. Because it's like, you got, like, my truck on the interstate gets like 23 miles to the gallon. You got a smart car that's only getting about 40 miles to the gallon. Mm-hmm. You can only fit two people in that thing. I can haul eight. Mm-hmm. And a whole lot more power. Why is that all the efficiency that you're getting out of this little bitty car? It should be a lot more efficient. But because of the way U.S. works, is pollutive a word?
I don't know. It sounds like
it sounds like a good word. I don't know. Is pollutive a word, y'all? but it can't be too... it can't be too efficient, and it can't be too far on the other end.
I'm gonna be like,
we got some scholars over here in
Elusive.
Is that a word? It sounds good.
It does sound good. Pollusive.
That's gonna
be
your
word of the day. What does pollusive mean?
Patreon gonna let me know.
Man, yeah, you can't come up with nothing like making water out of thin air. And creating energy out of thin air.
You're not allowed to even collect water. You know it's illegal to collect rainwater?
A certain amount. But yes, it's illegal to collect rainwater.
They said it sounds good. Am I using it right?
They regulate us on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, anything that benefits you.
You can't store it?
You can't. They going to get you for it. Just like.
You can't store power? Like, I have solar panels.
Uh-huh.
I can literally get a whole bunch of basically car batteries, DC batteries, and I can wire up my box to, in the summer, you know, in the daytime, the house is using electricity. Mm. The electricity that is not using basically just dumps back into the grid. But I can have something, get a whole bunch of batteries, hook them up in series parallel, and have those batteries charge during the day. Mm. So then at night, it can switch over to the battery pack, and I can still won't have to use electricity. I could run off the battery pack. That's illegal.
See, man. And I bet you just that's only here in the U.S. That's wild. So I can event, I can, dang, so you can run your house off of solar.
You can go completely off the grid if you want to.
So how would they find out? The workers coming reading the meter or something?
No, just by the usage. So they wouldn't have to read the meter, now it's all done at their office. They can see, like, because of the power that, the extra power that I use, that's why I still don't get charged for electricity, because they can see how much energy I save during the day. Mm. So basically, long story short, they have a certain amount of power that they have to use. And what they don't use, that's why some people talk about they get a check, because they've already bought their power. And if they don't use it, they got to do something with it. So they'll just, you know, circuit it out. But yeah, no, it's illegal to, I have solar panels. They already on my house. I could just disconnect that from the service. Save that energy during the day, let it charge, and then just run off the batteries at night. But that is illegal.
That's why they charging us for apples. Goddamn water. What else he say? He said something else. They charge. We get charged for everything. Grapes, with or without seeds. Damn it. You get charged for everything, man. We can't do nothing. Nothing. Shit. Man, damn. You can't win unless you do some more.
You can't win. Let me see.
We started.
Windmills. You can get a windmill.
But that's going to create energy that you're going to tie into your house, right?
Yeah. That's legal, though. You can use windmills.
But I've why seen, not the batteries?
Huh?
Why not the batteries?
The windmill, you will. I don't know. That's the thing. They ain't worked all this stuff out yet. Because I've seen houses driving across country. I've seen houses hooked up to windmills. And I'm like, that wind blows all day.
man. Dang. All right. Well, y'all.
Protect these men.
We got to figure something out.
But something going to happen to them.
Yeah. They're both the guys that I'm talking about. Hey, I got some of them know.
Oh, shit.
Both of these men are black men, but there is another gentleman, a white gentleman, that's doing the same thing with the water condensing. But it don't matter what skin color you are. You come up with something like this that can change.
Look.
The world.
These commercial buildings.
Oh, they come.
They have cooling towers.
Yeah.
The amount. So just so y'all know, like when it gets cold and you see, it looks like smoke spewing from like commercial buildings. It's not smoke. It's actually steam.
Yep.
It's basically how they cool the building. So they put, they just like your AC at your house. If you have a condenser, a thing kicks on outside, they use water to cool the pipes. That fan is cooling, using air to cool the pipes, but they flush the water down on the pipes. It's, the pipes are hot. It's removing all the hot air from the, you know, coil or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the amount of water that is produced from the cold side of those, it's hundreds of thousands of gallons of water a day.
Yep.
On commercial buildings. I mean, you would see them things kick on and water would just flush down the drain. And I was always like, why ain't we recycling? This is just water from the air. Why ain't we using this for the landscape?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I said the same thing. That's too much. I'm like, put a barrel right here, man.
At my last house, I had the AC unit was on the roof, and the, you know, the drip pan for the condensation water, I piped it around to the trees in the backyard.
Mm.
And, you know, so that all summer, that thing would just drip onto the trees. I had a tangerine tree in the back. That thing, the tangerines came in so plentiful, it started to break the tree because it was so many.
Yeah.
So then I would have to repipe it, go to a different tree, repipe it, go to a different area. Because I was like, I ain't going to water this stuff when I got all this water just dripping on the ground.
Mm-hmm. If y'all during the summertime, well, even right now, sometimes the heat, depending on what type of system you have, you can follow your condenser line outside your house and you'll see it just dripping clear water.
Yeah.
I mean, if you clean that pipe out, like you, well,
you could clean the pipe out, especially if you was going to end up drinking this type of water. You have to clean the system. But, I mean, the water is, like, clear. It is
condensation. No different from putting ice in a glass and filling it up with water. Water's on the outside. This is condensation.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Got to accept this bull. Okay. How you feel about men, like older men dating younger women? Like, say I'm 45. No, 40. Say I'm 40 and I'm dating a 20-year-old lady. Do you think? So do you think I'm like taking advantage of her?
Absolutely. You're a predator at that point in my eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The age gap changes depending on the age.
39. Say I'm 39 and she's 21.
Still. If she's young, early 20s, that's too young. Now, if it's a 35-year-old girl dating a 60-year-old dude, okay, she done got some experience on her. She done got time to live. 20?
Yep.
You still young in the mind.
Still young in the mind. Kennedy, would you date a 40-year-old man? No.
Okay. I wouldn't even let her.
Well.
Tell him come see me, Kennedy. Tell him I want a meeting.
39-year-old Drea Michelle. This is. They say it's hearsay.
30's different. Somebody said I'm 30. I've dated 51. 30's different. 31 is completely grown. Different from 21.
Yeah, 30, you're grown. You've been through some things. Yeah. You know what you want.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this lady's 39. Drea Michelle. She's like a. I don't know what she is. I guess she's like I guess you call her a video vixen, maybe. Or the last thing I think I saw, she was on Basketball or Football Wives or some wives show. But anyway, she's out there in the world, attractive young lady. But she's 39, and this is hearsay, that she's pregnant by 21-year-old Jalen Green, NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
Is she taking advantage of him? And Drea has a 21-year-old child herself. How you feel about that?
He's in the NBA?
He's 21.
Oh, yeah. He young, he dumb, full of cum. he got locked down.
He got.
Yeah. She knew what she was doing.
There you go. That's what everybody's saying. They're saying that she's and that these women are – this is what they do.
Yeah.
They find out.
They know exactly where to be.
Who the new LeBron's going to be. If they going to get drafted, what position they going to get drafted in, how much money their contract's going to be.
Look,
and put themselves in position to get one of them babies.
A lot of people be clowning, you know, especially black athletes for marrying these white women.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is these white women know where to be.
Yeah.
They know how to get found by, they put themselves in the position
to
get with these dudes. Like we have family that has in professional sports, has been in young, both young and coached and all of this. And they would tell you straight up, no, these women know where to be.
Yeah.
They know how to act and they know how to lock them down. It's just the thing is a lot of times black women ain't privy to that information. She is, apparently, because she know where to be. Now she got her golden child.
Yes. And
now, if I'm her son, I'm pissed. I don't know, maybe if my stepdad is taking care, try and get that new Benz. What you doing, Mr. Green? Like, Mr. Green, you my age. I'm just saying, you smash my mama.
They partners now. They straight up partners.
Could you imagine? Oh, my God.
And he 21.
They partners.
You smashing my mama. We at Christmas dinner.
Over here talking about Fortnite or whatever.
NBA 2K.
Yeah.
Dang. But, yeah, I believe that, too. I also believe, I agree with you. I think, and then with the women, they know what they need to do to trap these young guys.
No, so, she definitely did what she was there to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sex by itself is damn near is a lot of men's vices. So
yeah, and
you young, and she probably did all she could do.
She young, and the other part about that is she ain't come with all the drama that them young girls come with.
And she knows what position to put. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she ain't come with all that drama, all the mm-hmm. talking out the side of my neck. She was there. She was mature. And he was, oh, this is different.
Mm.
Trust me, I know about dating me a young, older woman.
I've never had anybody but Melanie Goosby. Mm-hmm. All right, well, moving on.
No, she definitely a predator. Yeah.
Yeah. Women can be predators too now.
Yeah, no, I ain't say she wasn't. That's why I said she got exactly what she was there for.
Yeah, she's definitely. But you know, what you go, you live life and you go for what you want and what you need.
Yeah.
I'm not about to.
If I was,
I'm not a lady, but if I was gonna get pregnant, it would be by.
Yeah, if I'm at this age baller. That I'm at now. If I wasn't married, if I'm going to get somebody pregnant, I'm going to the tennis courts, professional tennis courts. I'm going to the WNBA games, wherever they hanging out after the game.
I'm going to the pickleball courts like 11 to 2 o'clock where people ain't got no
– oh, yeah.
People that ain't got to work.
While the Rolls Royces pull up.
Get me a good 50, 60-year-old something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You out there, are you here to clean? No, not today, Miss Ma'am.
Well, I messed up, though. I got that vasectomy, so I can't lock it down with a baby.
No, I'm
but
saying.
But I'm going to show them going there.
Married and all that. Like
I'm going there hard as I can.
Yeah. Going to all these bougie-ass restaurants midday, 11 o'clock.
Catch one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how you feeling today? Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Put that baby off in there.
Oh, yeah. Take care of me, Miss Ma'am, Miss Beatrice.
Please do. And not think nothing of it.
Yeah.
Greg, you 25. She's 68. What can I say?
No, she's 62. We just celebrated 62.
That's what I'm saying.
In Sri Lanka. It was nice over there.
Wish you would judge me in my million-dollar home.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't do 60. That'd be crazy. At 25, you got to be a bad 60. That's the thing, man.
I done seen some bad 60s.
Women and anyway.
Yeah, nasty. Hold up. Before you let me hit one topic.
Go ahead.
I don't even know if you privy to all of this. Mm. The Meg and the Nicki beef. No, you
all
ain't heard.
All I heard was Nicki talk about Meg getting shot in the foot, calling her Bigfoot. That's the only thing.
Man, first. This is all I know about this whole beef. I don't know no other history. I listened. Meg Thee Stallion came out with a song called Hiss.
Mm-hmm.
It's fire as usual. You know Meg
Hiss.
Be flowing. Hiss. Yeah, H-I-S-S. Oh, okay. You know, Meg be hitting them punchlines. She be just be firing off. So after I done did my research and talked to people and found out what's going on, I didn't know about any of this until Nicki responded. I didn't hear Nicki's song yet.
Okay.
So I went to listen to Hiss.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the song, like first 16 bars or something, Meg Thee Stallion says something like, y'all worried about Megan, need to be worried about Megan's Law. You know, that's like the thing or whatever.
Or who maybe said I should that? Say.
Huh?
Who said the Megan Law?
Meg Thee Stallion said that.
Oh, okay.
She's just rapping bars, though.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all worried about Megan, need to be worried about Megan's Law.
Okay.
That's how she said. She continued to rap. So then I was like, okay, so let me go listen to Nicki Minaj's thing. It's called Bigfoot, talking about Meg Thee Stallion. Nicki Minaj ethered herself.
That song
is trash as hell. It's horrible.
She ain't got the writers.
First
no
of all, she's talking about Meg Thee Stallion. She was like basically calling her Bigfoot, talking about a bad bitch. You 6 foot. She's still fine. Ain't no man gonna be like, oh, you 6 foot. Ain't nobody trying.
What?
Hold on, this is how bad it is. She said something about like you got all them Grammys and blah, blah, blah. Then in the same verse, she talking about this is the most attention you ever got. Like you can't put them in the same You can't put the amount of Grammy somebody got in the same category as you just desperate for attention. Apparently not.
She got Grammys. And yeah. You just said that.
Yeah. And then she said something about lying on your dead mama or something. It got so bad, like these crazy ass Nicki Minaj fans went and basically tried to decimate, like mess up Meg Thee Stallion's mom's grave. That's how delusional these idiots are. What they call
what?
Them? Nicki Minaj fans? Barbies?
Barbies.
Y'all know that stuff is trash. Oh, y'all know goodness. What she came out with was trash.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, first of all, so then I was trying to understand exactly what Meg Thee Stallion said to trigger Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
All she said was, y'all worried about Megan? You need to be worried about Megan's law. She didn't say Nicki this. She didn't say nothing about her husband. What Angel and them say? A hit dog holler? That's like me saying, you're over a sucking dick. And then you be like, first of all, fuck you. Didn't nobody say?
It was just like this lady on the ground talking, trying to describe, tell everybody the difference from a threesome and a train. And she mad as hell. She like, first of all, a threesome is this. And second of all, a train is this. So, and it's like.
So which one are you mad about? Because clearly you've done one or both.
Yeah. Either way, you got the train ran on you. You talk to a dude. Oh, yeah, they ran the train on you. It's too bad.
No, that was a threesome.
No, that was a threesome. We all were doing stuff. Okay, well, if you all were doing something together, then, you know, the other guy must be whatever. But
clearly right now, Nicki has no friends around her because they would have never let her put that crap out. And she sounds weird. Like, that girl might need help.
She does. She has fallen off, and I think she doesn't have the writers she had back in the day. But it dawned on me. I do know a little bit about this because Mel was into this, got into it. Nicki Minaj, you heard about her husband and what he did?
Vaguely.
Okay, so that Meg's law that you're talking about, if that has something to do with assaulting women, Nicki Minaj's husband literally dropped out of high school, got kicked out of high school.
Hold on, is that the one? No, was that the one was beefing with Cardi B's husband?
Yes. This
he
dude
ain't got nothing to do.
He ain't got nothing to do. And this is why he ain't got nothing to do. This guy dropped out of high school, got kicked out of high school anyway. He's driving down the street, high school girl at the bus stop waiting to go to high school, waiting to go to school.
They saying she might be on drugs.
He abducts.
Abducts
her. Yeah. Takes her to his house and forces himself on her.
Are you serious?
Yes, he assaulted her, A-R-P-E, her. And he wasn't trying to let her leave. So she grabs a bottle, throws it at him, and escapes. This man was supposed to be registered as a sex offender.
How was he not in prison, though? Like,
this was way back when.
Oh, okay.
And he was found guilty. Found guilty of it. I think he did his time for this shit. So he's guilty. There's no.
Right.
Yeah. So he's supposed to be registered as a sex offender, and he wasn't. He didn't go register himself. So that's why he's in trouble now, about to go back to jail.
He's a registered sex offender.
He didn't register himself.
Yeah, he said he went to jail and everything. So
Meg talking about that.
But Meg ain't, that could be anybody.
No. Meg said that because of him. But my thing is, Nicki, like, your husband or not. You
can't defend that.
That he didn't say, hey, I was 16, me and her were at a party, and you know, I was drunk, she was drunk, and we're kids, and this happened. No, this was a predator, saw somebody, grabbed her.
That's mad. Oh my God, don't even finish.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Ooh, that burns me up.
You know how they named these laws off of things that actually happened? The father of Megan is trying to sue Megan for
using that. Man, shut up.
Yeah,
come on, man.
If anything, this brings light to the whole situation to help girls not to get in those situations exactly. anymore. So I don't
know. So why would she? Why would he money, try to? Yeah, he just trying to mooch off. Yeah. He just trying to. He think the bank is open. That's all it is.
Yeah. So Nikki.
No, they said Nikki's threatened. Nikki should have been threatened 5 years ago when Meg stepped on the scene. Like, she should have been threatened way back then. Like, because Meg ain't stopped since she stepped on.
But Nikki could have.
But the song is trash.
Nikki, it's trash. But what how Nikki is going about her whole career is crazy. She's trying to beef with all the women when she could have easily said, I'm passing this crown off. And she would have been still looked at as an upper echelon entertainer.
Right.
Now, your brother done did the same thing your husband did. So you got these guys.
And her brother too?
Yes.
God dang.
And you defending these guys. Yeah, on top of trying to be,
about, so now you want to talk about people's families? Okay.
she needs to calm this shit down. There's no winning.
Meg need to respond with a diss song and just play her song again. it's called Bigfoot. She called it Biggerfoot and just drop her song again.
I need to listen to that.
Drop Nikki's song. Just play that and just do it to yourself.
Yeah. So
yeah, they done had to protect this woman's. Mama's grave because these idiot fans, man, put armed guards around my parents' grave and tase, shoot, and then kick the teeth out of anybody trying to do something. They said Nikki needs to sit down and hush.
It's entertainment. Why are people taking this to people's graves?
Because people are stupid. So, and this is what, because I don't really like, I done heard, you know, Angel listens to Meg all the time. She even heard, you know, listen to Nicki Minaj every now and then. I ain't really into, I done heard some stuff from Meg. I'm like, now this chick be rapping, like for real. But so I know just from the era of hip hop that I came up with, beef between two artists brings out the best in them. Mm. Like back when Jadakiss and Beanie Sigel was going at it, Rock versus Rough Rider, it brought out the best in them. Mm. Like even bad Jay-Z, all these people, Jay-Z, Nas, that whole thing, it always brings out the best. So that's why I was like, oh, let me hear what these people talking about. So I heard, you know, Megs, and I was like, oh, okay, she talking about a whole bunch of people. Mm. Or she talking about one dude real hard, but she stayed, sounded to me she was mainly talking about men.
Tory Lane, probably.
Yeah, him, and then it was a couple other dudes that had their name in her mouth, had her name in their mouth, like, recently. It's like everybody's coming at it, but then Nikki dropped that, and I was like, "Girl, you should have shut up."
there's this.
She
clip.
It sound like she don't sound healthy though. God dang.
There's this Nikki clip done. On Instagram where this guy's explaining.
Nikki going out like Ja Rule.
y'all remember the little flipping T.I.B.?
Yeah,
that man T.I. bared his ass.
He did. Flipped in. I always thought Flip was corny though.
Yeah.
Even when he was hot, and I'm like. Why y'all feeling this dude? And T.I. just crushed him.
Yeah, he was over.
But difference between Ja Rule is the industry attacked Ja Rule. He had like five dudes coming to him at once. He had Eminem, 50, DMX. Like, it was a full-on assault. What was he supposed to do? I was never a Ja Rule fan either, but I was like, this is bad.
Yeah, baby. they messed this whole thing up.
But go ahead, my man.
This guy was on Instagram talking about how, you know, things, the revolution of just rap and the evolution of it, like things are supposed to get better with time. Yeah. He's like, rap is not getting better with time.
Not right now.
Like everything you hear in rap is that boob. Like there's no substance to any of it.
Yeah. The quality stuff is not getting pushed.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying?
The quality stuff is not getting pushed, which I believe, because you do have quality rappers out there, but I don't even know the girl. Skeet.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, that type of, there we go. That type of just.
No, what's her name? No. I'm talking about somebody that's fire as hell. Flo Milli?
Don't even need her. Ooh.
Goose.
I ain't even heard of Flo Milli.
She, fire. But you got even all these little babies and Dub Baby, he be flowing.
Lil Yachty. I was like, how and why? But it is what it is.
You know? I heard some of Flo Milli stuff. I was like, now this chick right here. But yeah, no, the stuff, the high quality stuff is not being pushed right now, which is sad.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj has no leg up in this situation. Because her whole situation.
She ain't got no legs in this situation.
Her personal life is screwed up with the husband and her brother. Like, I know that alone probably got her on some drugs. So
said the Benzino diss to Eminem was better than Nicki. Man, Nick Cannon had a better verse talking about Eminem than with Nicki Minaj.
She ain't got the writers, man. That
was trash.
She ain't got the writers around her no more. And when you get to a certain age, too, you don't be trying to, you ain't thinking, you ain't hungry for this shit no more.
Nah. You would think Nicki would be on.
Did she just have a baby?
I don't know. Is she pregnant? Nicki Minaj.
You know, women, after they have children, too, hormones, all type of stuff change. She probably ain't the same lady no more.
Well, that chick Angel, the hottest new raptress out there. She's the only raptress. Ain't no other raptress out there. Now, Regina King drop a song, I don't know what we're going to do.
That'd be wild. Yeah, man, that's all I had today.
Oh, you ain't had nothing else?
Oh, one more thing.
We had time anyway.
I probably should have had put got this off my chest. What's up with these people drinking their pee now?
Huh?
These people on Instagram, this is fed to me. These people are advocating drinking pee for these wellness
electrolytes or something.
But it's waste though.
It is. Your body done voided that out.
And this dude talking about he been drinking piss for the last 6 years.
People are ridiculous.
Any of y'all drink y'all pee pee?
MPP?
Anybody in the
did you see it?
Patreon, y'all drink y'all pee pee? Anybody drink they pee pee? For real, this is a safe place. Please let me know who you are.
Ain't nobody that you know say that he lying. Hey, it's a safe place. You can say whatever play, but
it is a safe place.
Ain't nobody drinking they pee. We did a thing. We got a finished editing and post that. About them.
This lady said my dad grew up drinking his pee.
My dad grew up drinking his pee. He grew up on an island.
What island he grew up on?
I've heard of it being done. I ain't heard of nobody that didn't have to do it doing it.
All I know about pee-pee is that if you eat asparagus.
Stank.
Boy, that thing be stanking. I thought something was wrong with you, boy. I was like, whoo, what is that?
It'd be horrible.
Hey, then I Googled it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, no, asparagus put that.
Yeah. And if you eat beets.
Beets.
They come out red.
Mm-hmm. That scared shit out of you, too.
That did. I was waiting for the sting. Like, But it's just.
Beet, that color don't go. It changes everything in your body.
Yeah. Human body crazy. But anyway, let me see. Anybody else say delete your phone and start up? All right.
Delete your phone. Just get a new phone and have open all new accounts.
Hey, I got me a new phone for my birthday.
Did you see the thing with them recycling sewage in California?
Man, they been
for drinking
that.
Water.
They just now telling us they doing.
That's
that.
What I said. Well, I already did a thing on it.
Yeah.
Then I was like, if you think about it, ain't no new water on the planet. All this water been pissing shit out at some point.
Yeah. And then
all the rain that hit your face, some of that Jesus peed out. Like,
it's all it is.
Genghis Khan.
Oh, I got another thing, y'all. Y'all folk out there thinking y'all gonna be okay in these doomsday shelters under the ground, y'all ain't gonna be fine.
Oh, did we talk about it?
No, we ain't.
Oh, we forgot to.
Y'all ain't gonna. Y'all really think y'all gonna hide from somebody underground? Guess what? Just like y'all see that smoke coming off a building in the city, we gonna see
or whoever's looking for you is going to see that smoke, that same smoke coming out the ground from your breathing.
A little exhaust vent.
Yeah.
That you going to need oxygen down there unless you got some tanks hooked up.
You going to be got. All they going to do is let it
stuff
settle.
Stuff that pipe.
Yeah.
And just wait for them. They'll run out here in a minute.
Your air pipe going to come up out the ground, and it's we going to see it.
That's why we got to build one. We got to have oxygen tanks underground.
Something.
Yeah.
But that will eventually run out.
Yeah.
But you ain't hiding. So, what's his name? Elon Musk, the Facebook dude, all your bunkers are going to be okay until you run out of air. And when you run out of air,
we're going to be airway.
We're going to be right there, pissing down your little air chute.
Hey, Playboy, let me get them Uncrustables about you.
Yeah. We're going to talk down a bit. Hey, I know y'all down. Let me get them Crustables, man.
And send up some popcorn, too.
Now, you're going to come out in 10 minutes, or we're going to suffocate y'all, bro. And I know you're down there. You're going to be right there underneath. And then,
oh, shit.
How are these people doing these bunkers underground advertising? Hey, I got a bunker underground. So, okay, I know you're going to be hiding underground now. So now I'm looking for you. And what if something happens, doomsday, and somebody's, the powers to be, if they need to find you, they will use sonar, they will use whatever scopes they need to use. I can use copper lining, copper wire to find metal.
Yeah, you just walk around with the little metal detector.
Yeah.
Oh, here they are.
Right here. Here's the door. You ain't doing nothing. You might survive the initial, this so-called blast or whatever was going to happen. You might survive that.
We just going to get stronger from the radiation.
Yeah. Y'all seen the hills got eyes? Shit.
No, what is dope, like a lot of times they'll take the backyards and dig them up and put these. I would just build me another section to my house.
Yeah, so I can get
like
to
that'd
it from
be
now.
Dope and still have a yard.
Yeah,
that's fire as hell.
Yeah.
Anyway, fam, we're gonna get up out of here.
Yo, doomsday ain't gonna name shit ain't gonna save you.
Goose, go on, let them know where they can find you.
You can find me at GOOLZBY on Instagram, Building with Goose on YouTube, and you can buy my merch at underreppedmerch.com. Also, check out my wife on YouTube at underreported.
And the Patreon.
Yeah, man, at I'm Not a Lawyer, But.
You can Patreon.com.
Patreon.com/I'm
Not a Lawyer, But. Sorry. Yeah,
it's all going to be in the description.
Yeah, it's all down there.
She keeps on, like, having stuff to say.
You forget.
All right.
Hey, y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus A. on the Gram. Y'all can find me on Facebook, Marcus A. on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my Building Body Butter called Man Shit. You can go to MANSHYT. Check it out. And y'all can find me nominated. Make sure you go vote. NAACP Image Awards. It's going to cause an argument podcast for lifestyle and self-help. Y'all vote for Here's the Thing Entertainment and Arts and Entertainment and Black Lady Sketch Show for a variety show. And make sure y'all vote for Angel. Social Media Influencer of the Year.
Woo-hoo!
Hey.
That's what's up.
Nominated, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Holla back at y'all. Y'all have a good one.